podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy gets scared by a deer, we talk about the Ice Bucket Challenge, and we review a bunch of movies like The Raid 2 and Kick-Ass 2. And when you hear this sound...
No!
A deer!
A female deer.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Someone else say it this week.
Hello and welcome to Tancast.
Yay!
Oh, shit, I'm in the wrong room.
Oh.
I was looking for Catcast.
Oh. Where we talk about pussy.
Nat cast.
Well, Noah, you log off, I'll go get Caitlin, and we got some Catcast.
Clever.
Thank you.
He could just be a special guest on CatCast. He doesn't have to log off.
Oh, that's true. But then it would be CantCast.
That should be what we're called.
I think I can't.
Oh, by the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I hate my computer.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast, and, you know, me and my computer, we have a love-hate relationship.
Hey, speaking of podcasters and people adding on to the show, what happened with Robin?
She's still around. She's still alive. We're still
in discussions. I didn't think she fucking hopped in a TARDIS and erased her own existence.
Huh? You know, we're still negotiating.
So you're like, hey, they want you on your show. And you're like, she was like, I think I'd rather start from scratch than be involved with your shit house.
No, she didn't have a headset yet.
Oh.
So she's getting a headset this weekend. And then,
you know, why don't you give her headset?
You both talked over each other.
I know.
Oh, I said, where's she going to get a headset? I'm thinking about getting a new one.
Oh, I don't know, but I sent her the wire cutter one that they recommended. It was like a Microsoft branded one that's supposed to be pretty good.
For podcasting or like gaming? Because they're different needs, Noah.
Are they really?
Sort of.
Yeah, sound quality when recording is more important on a podcast than it is on gaming.
That's a good question. I think this one was maybe, I don't know. I did not look. I assumed it didn't really matter because it was like a mono and an MP3, but maybe I assumed incorrectly. So it says,
you know what happens when you assume?
It says best USB office headset. So for making tons of calls over Skype, Link, or some other VoIP. So it looks like it's for, you know, phone calls.
Okie dokie.
Could go either way.
With genitalia, sure, it could go either way.
It was $40, so I was like, yeah, let's see. It's a pretty
reasonable price.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially if she's just getting started, I wasn't gonna be like, "Hey, you should go spend $100 on this one."
Yeah, you got to get the top quality, like recording quality. You fucking the shit they use in Hollywood.
Yep, be sure to put up a bunch of really expensive noise canceling foam in a closet.
Oh yeah, I wonder what I sound like this week. I'm in the garage this week.
Ooh,
why are you
finally kicked out of the house?
Normally I record in the guest room where my mom usually stays when she's here, but my mom is still here, so I decided I would record in the garage.
Sorry, I was just trying to see if they say anything about podcasting for that headset. It does not look like they do.
Well, I'd say go ahead and make sure you do a good bit of research on that some other time.
I'm going to do it right now. Carry on.
Do we want to do some time lapse?
Sure.
You have time for this shit?
Yes.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
10cast.com. Listen, I need to find out what's programmed inside this. What? Stop it.
I'm gonna find a joke to read.
Well, I've got one right here.
Oh.
All right.
Well, go for it.
It's from Jonathan by way of adult jokes 19 or 18 plus. 19 plus. Jesus, my eyes are getting bad.
Yeah. I'm getting too old for this shit.
I am getting too old for this shit. And by this shit, I mean life. A lawyer... I hope we didn't read this one already. A lawyer runs a stop sign and gets pulled over by a sheriff. Sound familiar so far?
Did not.
No.
All right, strap in. He thinks he is smarter being a big-shot lawyer from New York and has a better education than the sheriff from West Virginia. The sheriff asks for license and registration. The lawyer asks, what for? The sheriff responds, you didn't come to a complete stop at the stop sign. The lawyer says, I slowed down and no one was coming. You still didn't come to a complete stop. License and registration, please, say the sheriff impatiently. The lawyer says, if you can show me the legal difference between slow down and stop, I'll give you my license and registration and you can give me the ticket. If not, you let me go and don't give me the ticket. The sheriff says, that sounds fair. Please exit your vehicle. The lawyer steps out and the sheriff takes out his nightstick and starts beating the lawyer with it. The sheriff says, do you want me to slow down or do you want me to stop?
I thought this joke was going to go to a rapey place. By the way, rapey place is not a particularly popular vacation destination.
Woof!
Words fail me.
That's a good one. Out of the way. This lawyer is ballsy.
If this serial killer was after you, you would have been caught. You were tripping a lot.
I noticed.
On that sentence.
So I have some jokes for you.
Where are they from?
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
How do you confuse a blonde?
Put her in a round room and tell her to sit in the corner.
Paint yourself green and throw forks at her.
What?
All right, so that was from, I got one more, but this is from antijoke.com.
Oh, is that the same place you got the thing about wish for an orange head?
No, that was on the media. But, oh, okay. You know, you can. I would say that would be an anti-joke.
Yes.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
It wasn't. Numbers are not sentient and thus incapable of feeling fear.
Oh, good times.
Anti-jokes are my new favorite jokes.
Antijoke.com or what is it?
Yeah, anti-joke.com.
No! A deer! A female deer.
All right.
And they have a iOS app, too, if you know you want anti-jokes on the go.
And I do.
Andy?
Andy, where you at?
Carl! So this is a sign apparently posted in British Columbia. Due to the frequency of human bear interactions, the BC Fish and Wildlife Branch is advising hikers, hunters, and fishermen, and any persons that use the out-of-doors in recreational or work-related function to take extra precautions while in the field. We advise the outdoorsmen to wear little noisy bells on clothing so as to give advanced warning to any bears that might be close by, so you don't take them by surprise. We also advise anyone using the out-of-doors to carry pepper spray with them in case of an encounter with a bear. Outdoorsmen should also be on the watch for fresh bear activity and be able to tell the difference between black bear feces and grizzly bear feces. Black bear feces is smaller and contains lots of berries and squirrel fur. Grizzly bear shit has bells in it and smells like pepper.
I see what they did there. Those things are not going to help you get eaten anyways.
Yes.
Who sent that one in?
That was something I encountered just over the course of the week.
I've heard that one before.
But I think it's an old joke. It's been around a bit.
Still solid. I appreciate it.
How the fuck was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Yeah, I had my own little wildlife encounter this week.
With a squirrel?
Nope. Leaving work, walking out to my car. Kind of had the head down and just like flipping through trying to grab a podcast, so you know, headphones in and everything, totally not paying attention to my surroundings. All of a sudden I heard, probably about 20 feet away from me, just a shitload of noise, like something falling onto the concrete. There was a deer apparently walking across our parking lot, and I startled it, and it startled the shit out of me too.
Did you say Jesus Christ deer?
Because that's what I would say and have said in that situation. Jesus Christ, dear!
It so cracks me up.
When did that happen?
Oh, it was. We were just about to record a Tancast. I was back in the days when I lived in L.A., and I was up visiting Danelle's mom, and I was recording at Danelle's mom's house, so I went to the car to get something, and I went back, and there's just a fucking deer sitting right by the side, just standing right by the sidewalk, and I was walking by, and all of a sudden I caught a glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I was like, Jesus Christ, deer! The deer's looking at me like, all right, there's no need to get blasphemous about it.
Oh, no, this deer was quite... this deer was quite panicked, as was I. But apparently hooves and asphalt don't mix well, because it took it a second to... Like, it kind of spun out for a moment and then took off into the bushes.
Maybe it was Tokyo Drifting.
It's like, yeah, man, watch me drift around this corner. So like, all I saw was, like... It looked like it just had a head full of switchblades, because the rack of antlers on that thing was fucking enormous. And I realized, if this thing's got antlers, that means it's, like, mating season. I hope I don't get stabbed a lot by a fucking deer.
That's a buck, and it wants to fuck.
Yeah, I hope I don't smell like doe piss right now.
I like that.
Very nicely done, sir.
I'm a buck and I want to fuck.
So I started making my way towards my car slowly, like, not look threatening. And then I was like, let's get a picture of that for Drew, because my suburban idiocy took over. So
you should do a selfie.
Got the phone app out, and it's kind of dusky and, you know, difficult to see. And I walk around, I'm like, nope, just bushes. Damn. Then all of a sudden, one of those bushes started moving and just walked away from me. I was like, fuck, it was there the whole time. It was like 12 feet from me. Just standing still amongst the bushes.
You're lucky it didn't stomp you.
Yeah, I was a little afraid of that. I was uphill from it, so I figured it would be more likely to want to run further away from me downhill than to turn and climb a hill and stomp me.
I've definitely seen videos of deer trying to stomp things, and it looks frightening.
Yes.
I've seen Bambi. Fuck deers.
Yeah. Fuck you, deer. I'll shoot your mom.
Then what will you do? Just cry like a little bitch. Make friends with the skunk.
That was it. I've been watching a lot of Watch Mojo lately, and that was in their top 10 cartoon deaths.
No!
A deer! A female deer!
But surprisingly, not number one.
Hmm.
You've been watching a lot of what?
Watch Mojo. It's a top 10 list thing on YouTube. I mean, they have their own website, but mostly on YouTube is where I watch it. Never heard of it?
I have not.
I've heard of it.
Oh. They have, like, maybe two, three new top 10 lists every day. So you would think they're running out of them. And sometimes you're like, whew, you are running out of them. Like, what?
Top 10 figures, like, you know, I have.
That would be an awesome parody video. But the two that I thought were most, like, not mean, but just, I don't know, you got to feel bad, is they did the top 10 Star Trek movies and the top 10 doctors. I'm like, you're literally just fucking two movies and two doctors.
Oh, like, just like, well,
and they're making all the rest
suck.
Of them.
Well, because there's 12 of each. So it's like, all right, everybody but you two, sit in the corner. Or no, all 10 of you over here, you two, sit in the corner.
Yeah. The rest of you come with us.
Everyone who's a great Star Trek movie, step forward. Whoa, whoa, you two, not so fast.
Not so fast, Star Trek 5. I believe that one got a dis. Usually they do honorable mentions, but I think for both of those, since there were so few, since there were, you know, only two left, they didn't bother putting them in honorable mentions. So the but for Star Trek V, I think it got a dishonorable mention.
Poor little Star Treks. I think they'll be all right, though.
By the way, spoiler alert: David Tennant was number one, and so was Wrath of Khan. Surprising no one, angering many people. Well, the David Tennant thing.
Wait, Wrath of Khan, the old one.
There's only one.
Yeah, there's only one. The other one's Into Darkness.
Oh, right. Sorry. Which one's David Tennant? Let me look him up.
Star Trek, Khan's hissy fit.
Which one's David Tennant? He's the British one.
So he's, actually, no, but he's not current anymore, right?
Not at all. No.
Okay.
What else has he been in? He was in a Harry Potter.
Yep.
He was in that god awful Christmas movie I watched just because he was in it.
What?
He's got a new. What?
I was just going to say, how far back was he?
2006 to 2010,
I think.
Yeah, I think.
No, you'd recognize him if you've seen any of the ads for that new mystery, like, one-season show that's coming out.
I can't remember the name of it.
Grace Point.
Yes. Nope. I'm like, it's called something different in the UK.
Don't know it. Although, I don't really watch commercials anymore, so... I've missed out on that one.
I don't even watch the commercials anymore.
Well, I fast forward through commercials too, but I still have seen stuff for Grace Point.
I haven't seen
it because you don't watch Network.
I don't.
Speaking of Doctor Who, the new one's on tonight.
Oh.
Oh, you guys better watch it.
Nice. I am. I've been getting back into Doctor Who. I decided to give Matt Smith another chance, and I've gone back and started watching his episodes. Starting with Let's Kill Hitler, because I was like, all right, that is just an intriguing title. I'll watch it.
That was a crazy episode.
You had me at Hitler.
Spoiler alert, they don't kill Hitler.
Oh, son of a bitch.
In fact, they save his life.
What? It's bullshit.
Not on purpose, and it clearly disturbs them.
I just looked it up. Holy shit. Grace Point's a remake of Broadchurch, which is on my to-do list.
Oh, did you not know that? Yeah, David Tennant was in the original, and now he's going to be in the American remake with an American accent.
Which I've heard him do. He's pretty good at it. Well, I mean, then again, he convinced us all that he was like South Londoner or whatever when he was doing the Doctor, and he's Scottish as all fuck.
I like that Matt Smith made fun of his accent by calling him Dick Van Dyke in the Day of the Doctor episode.
Yes, that was a good moment.
Sorry, Noah. We're at it again.
That's okay. Knock yourself out with your Doctor Who. I know he has a TARDIS. I know there's little robot things. I know he has a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
Noah knows a lot of shit.
He'll sonic your
screwdriver. I used to watch the show, like, fuck, you know, 80s? 90s?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Like, whenever it aired, because it aired for a while on public broadcasting, then it took a break, right?
Well, they would replay the shit out of it on public broadcasting, because it's been around 50-plus years at this point.
Got it. So, yeah, I would watch whatever they aired on, you know, public broadcasting. I think it kind of freaked me out. What do you think is so, like, popular about it? Like, why do you think it's lasted so long?
Fuck if I know. I mean, it's enjoyable, but it's not like, fuck, this has to go on forever. Never let this stop. The actor wants to quit. Hire a new actor. Say it's the same guy. What? Just say that he changes his face. What? Why would we write that in? Because we can't let this cash cow die.
Well, yeah, I mean, literally, the first guy that they hired was dying. They're like, well, we either got to wrap up the show or do something else. Let's do something else.
Do you think, like, the overall message of the show? Like, is there overall, like, kind of...
I don't know what the fuck on all overall message of the show is. Don't worry, everybody's going to die and it's going to be very sad. I think that's the overall message of Doctor Who. Shit's going to be good for a while, then it's going to be shitty, and that's how it's going to end. Love Doctor Who.
Don't worry, everyone's going to die. You know what makes that song a little bit sadder? Who was in that video?
Yeah.
Right?
Robin Williams? Yep.
Yep.
Oh, Andy got me Father's Day a long time ago because he knew I was a big Robin Williams / Billy Crystal fan. And I popped in the DVD, and I don't know if you guys saw, I tweeted this. Literally the first scene of Robin Williams is him about to commit suicide. I was like, oh. Well, now this got dark. And we're only 10 minutes in.
Was it a good movie?
No, not really.
Fuck, yeah, I do remember that scene. Oh, man, and isn't he, was it number one dad or dad of the year or something like that?
Yes, where his son dies.
Yeah.
Whew, that is a heart-wrenching scene where he finds him.
But that was supposed to be a pretty good movie, wasn't it? Or no, World's
right
Greatest Father. Is that the one
that's
supposed
what we're
to
talking
be?
About.
Okay, yeah.
But I think it's Number One Dad, or World's Greatest Dad.
Okay. I think there is World in there. Yes. Yes, see.
Because he has it on a coffee mug in the beginning of the movie. And I think that's how they show the title of the movie.
It's a drama, right?
Yes. I mean, I think there's comedic elements to it, but yeah, it's more drama than not.
Right. Probably a black comedy.
Why gotta be a black comedy?
I know.
Yeah, racist.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Andy.
And deer.
Quit scaring people. Okay,
oh,
so...
Hey, you know what? Oh, sorry, was Noah about to say something?
I was just gonna say, like, it's amazing to me that we as... I don't know if humans or Americans love to find the biggest thing and then kill it. Like, they killed, like, this 1,000-pound-plus gator. And like, oh, yeah, it's great. Let's go kill it. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Just let it be.
You had to kill it, my good man.
You almost said Michael.
Yes, I did. I call everybody Michael when I talk to them. I'm totally one of those parents who mixes up their fucking kids' names. I might cut out the middleman and just name the second kid Michael so we can avoid all that.
I'm not Michael, I'm Michael.
My week was good. I saw some movies.
Tancast. Boom. movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about a shit.
Tanflix.
Not any bad movies, though. But
what
I saw.
What did you see? What did you see?
Raid 2 and World's.
Oh, Raid 2.
Raid 2, sequel
did
to Raid 1.
Did they get all the ants this time?
No. There's still some ants. And World.
Raid, like the bug spray.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I got it wrong.
There were still some ants left. They did not get them all. World's worst movie? World's worst. Wait, what was the name of that thing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Best worst movie? About Troll 2?
Oh, best worst movie. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, yeah. So I saw Raid 2 and worst best movie.
Best worst movie.
Best worst movie?
Yes.
Okay, I saw that.
Way to go.
It was. That was good. It was a little, like, sad and, like, especially when that guy was hanging out at, like, the thing waiting for people to sign him. He was like, oh, you're weird in the movie, Troll movie. You want to get anything signed? You want to buy a t-shirt?
Yeah, when he left the booth and started talking to other people to ask him about it. And then he tried to explain why Troll 2 has an appeal. Like, it's so bad that people like it, you know. And then this is a line I say in the movie. And I was like, oh, God, stop. Just stop.
And then he was just rambling. Guys, a lot of these people have gingivitis. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
In case any didn't know, the dude is a dentist in real life.
Oh, and there was that one time they're at like that convention, and there was like five people in the audience.
Woo!
It was just like, oh, that's rough.
I've been there.
This is not like those screenings you did. But he seemed like such a genuine, like, nice guy. So that was good. Both were good. Different type of movie. Raid was lots of action, gore. Different than Raid 1. Raid 1 takes all the place in the building. You guys have seen Judge Dredd, right?
You mean Dredd?
Yes, I know. That was like they stole the
yeah,
script.
Dredd. Yeah, basically, you know, supposedly they stole the script from the Raid.
Or no, stole other way around.
Plot.
No, other way around. The Raid stole the script from Judge Dredd and got it out first.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought it was the other way.
That's how careers get ruined in Hollywood. That's why we're not getting a sequel to Dredd, but we are getting a sequel to Ninja Turtles, because life isn't fair and you can go fuck yourself. Not that I've seen Ninja Turtles and know for a fact it's bad, but, you know, I don't know, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, but I have faith.
I read a review of the Ninja Turtles that said something about, like, it's more boring than a movie about talking Ninja Turtles has any right to be.
Okay.
The consensus on Rotten Tomatoes is neither entertaining enough to recommend nor remarkably awful. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles may bear the distinction of being the dullest movie ever made about talking bipedal reptiles.
Yeah, I still haven't figured out if it's Michael Bay has changed or it's my tastes have changed. I still feel like Bad Boys and The Island were decent movies, and Transformers and I'm assuming TMNT. Not so good. Although I haven't seen
it. In fairness, he did not direct TMNT or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which are two different movies.
Did he just produce Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Correct.
Yeah. See, I fucking hate that thing. It's like, from... did he have any real, like, attachment to this? Or is it just, like, he was sort of peripherally involved?
The same way Nolan was involved with Man of Steel.
Yeah.
No one remembers... I guess you remember that. I don't remember that.
Remember what?
That he was involved with Man of Steel.
Oh, that's when... when they were first advertising it, when The Dark Knight Rises was out, that's what all the commercials said. From producer Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight Trilogy.
I mean, I'm sure it works for some people, but I'm like, well, what did he really do? Like, did you just throw some money in there? Does that mean it's going to be good?
I think he begged to get his name taken off of it.
Have you heard because Edge of Tomorrow didn't do well, they're changing the name on DVD?
Yeah, so sad. It was such a good movie.
It was.
Man, that thing flopped hardcore. Even with all the good word of mouth, people are like, no. How about no? Like, oh, I heard that was good. I'm not going to see it. Fuck you and fuck Tom Cruise.
Emily Blunt is hot.
Yeah, this is true.
She did the ice bucket challenge.
No! A deer! A female deer.
Ooh.
Or rather, someone did it to her when she was coming in with groceries.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was staged, but she's walking out of the car holding groceries. She's like, and the guy runs up with a bucket. You're going to do the ice bucket challenge. The what? And he just throws ice water on her. She's like, ah! She's like, oh, the guy's like, okay, say a name. And then she says somebody's name, and she goes, okay, you've been challenged. Wow. On the other side of the wall, they're running a blender, and I can totally hear it.
Hmm.
It's random. I was like, what the hell is that? I thought death was coming for me.
It cracks me up that, like, I totally didn't think about it, but...
Yes? What do you think about? Noah?
Sorry, no, I'm watching the video.
fucking Noah.
Jesus Christ. Tell me that.
Shiny. Something shiny.
Yes, Noah? Yes? Silence.
It's so funny that you... I think on Doug Benson I first heard it, but like... Someone's like, and fuck people who do the ice bucket challenge when we're in a drought. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking true. We are in a fucking drought. We are wasting a fucking shit ton of water.
Vern Troyer did one.
Oh,
he goes, well, California's in a drought, so I'm not going to do the ice bucket challenge. Instead, cookie. He sticks the cookie in his mouth, and then somebody dumps, like, it's got to be like 5 gallons of milk just over his head, and then he just eats the cookie.
I like the way Charlie Sheen did it.
No! A deer! A female deer!
Yeah.
You see that,
no,
that was quite dickish, no. But kind of awesomely so.
He's like, he grabbed a bucket. He's like, I've been challenged by these people to do the ice bucket challenge. Here it goes. And he dumps the bucket over his head. A bunch of money falls out. He's like, wait, this isn't ice. This is money. That's good, because money is way more helpful to people, to this ALS charity. So I'm going to donate $10,000 to the ALS charity and save the ice for something else. And now I challenge a bunch of other people to do it.
Oh, no, it wasn't a bunch of other people. It was John Cryer, Ashton Kutcher, and Chuck Lorre.
And John Cryer did it.
No! A deer! A female deer.
Oh, good on him.
He's like, I've been challenged by 2 different people, so I'm going to have to do this twice. So he did it once with the ice water, and the second time with a bunch of money. He's like, because this is what Charlie Sheen did. Now, this is prop money because I'm here on the set, but I will donate that much money. I was surprised when George W. Bush did it. I was like, wow.
No! A deer! A female deer!
I did not see that coming.
Wait. I was actually more surprised when I saw that Bill Gates did it and then challenged Elon Musk, and then Elon Musk did it.
Wait, did George Bush actually do it, or I thought he just donated money?
Both. He's sitting there writing a check, and then they dump the water over his head, and it's Laura Bush who is dumping the water. She goes, yeah, he's still getting the ice bucket challenge. The check is for me. I'm not getting my hair wet.
Like, that's kind of funny.
And even Mitt Romney did it.
No! A deer! A female deer!
I think the Republicans are winning on this one. Fucking Democrats need to step it up. Although people are pissed off that Barack is refusing to do it.
I think people care too much about these things.
True.
It's like, alright, you know, even if he just said no, I'll just donate some money. Like, why do you care?
Oh, he did. That's exactly what he did.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, alright, still getting the point across of like, hey, you should donate.
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't know, nigga, sometimes you got race. how was Andy's week, besides deer?
Oh, I saw Kick-Ass 2. That was kind of disappointing.
It was okay, yeah.
Yeah. Like, there was a lot of promise in there, of the whole, like, does Hit Girl turn her back on what her father raised her to be, or does she, you know, try to, like, be a regular kid and have, like, a real life, or, you know, does she keep on fighting his fight for him? But it seemed like it was handled so uninterestingly.
With a lot of violence.
Yeah, but like the violence wasn't over the top enough to be shocking anymore. Wasn't like cartoony enough to not be like, oh, that's just kind of like disturbing. Like this just seems like it seemed like it was more abusive of the audience, not like, oh, we're going to shock the audience, or, oh, hey, look how crazy this is. It's like real life, but then all of a sudden, like, comic booky stuff starts to break through.
I mean, I thought it was more violent than the first one. Or more gory, I should say. I could be wrong, though.
A lot of the worst stuff is implied, and, you know, kind of happens off screen or, you know, behind, like, stuff in the way. Stuff kind of obstructing your view. But yeah, it still was gory, but it was just sort of like, well, this is just, like, fucking brutal. But not, you know, like, Fight Club brutal. This is just, like, I feel like I want to turn this off. And I got a pretty strong stomach for this shit.
It's making me feel dirty.
Why do I have this erection?
Well, might as well just beat it.
Yeah.
Beat it, beat it. That's all. That's all you guys get.
All right. Oh, and I listened to last week's Tancast, and I heard Tim insert the moment of silence. For a second, I was like, ugh, my phone cut off. And then I realized, oh, no. This is exactly what it was meant to be.
I was like, yeah, should I mention it's a moment of silence ahead of time, or at least in the show notes, or I'll just leave it.
Nope, just let it be what it was. And it was, got a little choked up. I was like, oh, Tim.
Tim.
Aw, Robin.
Tim. Oh, by the way, Patrick Stewart also did a great ice bucket challenge.
No!
A deer! A female deer!
Going back to that real quick.
Very good. So did Chris Pratt.
Well, no, Patrick Stewart doesn't say anything. He pulls a checkbook into view. He's like sitting down at a table, pulls a checkbook into view, he's writing in the checkbook, finishes writing, pushes the checkbook to a side, grabs a big ice bucket, then he grabs a little glass and little tongs and puts three ice cubes in, and then grabs some bourbon and puts it in the glass, and then drinks. And that's it. But yeah, Nigel, I saw Chris Pratt's as well.
Nigel Lithgow, who's the he's like the creator and executive producer and one of the judges on So You Think You Can Dance, and I think he was involved. I think he was one of the creators of Idol too, or like one of the original producers. He has a heart condition, and he got challenged to do the ice bucket thing, but couldn't because of the heart condition. So he wrote a check and then put like three ice cubes in a glass with some scotch.
That's how you do it. Waste not.
Yeah, I got
not.
Challenged by Eric, and I just took a video of myself drinking some ice water.
No!
A deer! A female deer.
Oh, this is chilly and refreshing. Mm. Yeah, there were some people at work who did it. I was like, if any of you motherfuckers challenge me, I live an hour away from here. I am not driving home wet.
Yeah. Sometimes you do.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes.
You got rode hard and put away wet.
Depends on if I see a deer before I get in the car.
That's a different kind of wet than I was thinking.
Have either of you been so scared you pissed yourself?
Nope.
I don't think I ever have.
And neither have I. I mean, it happens, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, in movies, it happens almost constantly.
I have come down off of adrenaline and, like, had to take, like, an immediate shit. Like, oh, now it's time to poo.
Well, I think, like, doesn't, like, your body just go, I don't need to hold in piss or shit anymore. I just need to get the fuck out of here. It didn't like that.
It's like, I'm angry. All right. Things are going to, whoa. Now I have to shit.
I think this one's touching cloth.
Fire down below.
And yeah, apparently it is. I don't know if it has anything to do with the adrenal glands being like connected to the kidneys in any way, but like apparently it is pretty normal if you go through a period of like high adrenaline to feel the need to pee like immediately afterwards.
Well, skibble my nibble.
I think your body shuts down everything it doesn't need. So I think like, you know, holding in shit. Holding in
what was that?
It's a poop. Fucking look at Instagram. It's a baby picture video loaded.
Fucking hey, dude. Concentrate.
That's how Noah amps up his adrenaline.
Robin, when you do your podcast, try and focus on the goddamn podcast while you're doing it. Fucking, he was talking. He couldn't even blame us for being bored. He was talking at the time. He's like, fuck, I've heard what I'm going to say. I already thought it. Let's see what's going on Instagram.
Did I not say it yet? Well, you guys can wait.
Good times. All right, I'm focused. I'm ready.
I went to the Cheesecake Factory last night.
What'd you think?
I had something called pretzel crusted chicken.
And?
It was like little bits of pretzel batter, whatever, fried around chicken. It was actually quite good. And it reminded me of a story that I've been wanting to tell in Tancast for a very long time.
Wait, was it like doughy pretzel or like crushed up hard pretzel?
It was like little bits of pretzel, so I couldn't even tell if it used to be doughy or if it used to be those tiny little hard ones.
Ah.
So my wife has a friend.
My wife.
My wife. She's got a friend. and that friend has a husband. And
oh,
the friend
yeah.
of the husband.
I know where this is going.
You're more right than you think. They were out to dinner, and I can't remember, like, they were at some sort of Gigi restaurant or something, and they brought his food, like, he ordered the chicken, and they brought the chicken over, and it was not a lot of chicken, and he looked down, and he's like, this isn't even enough chicken to get my dick hard. It's my favorite expression ever. Because A, it gets the message across that that's not a lot of chicken. B, it implies there is an amount of chicken that will get his dick hard.
That confuses me.
Did he say it like out loud? So like,
I think so. He's a big burly dude who's been to prison and has tats, so he doesn't really give 10 fucks about what you think.
Okay.
In fact, he gives zero fucks. He gives none of the fucks. Speaking of giving none of the fucks, I am growing out my mutton chops.
All right.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't give any of the fucks.
Yeah.
I just want to see what it looks like.
So you're gonna have your little gut and your mutton chops.
Yep.
It's a hot look.
Gutton chops.
And now on the runway for 2015, a new look from Tim Gutton Chops.
Just meandering down the runway
in a wife beater or white tank top. How about a partner beater? I don't want to be, you know, sexist.
Spousal abuse top.
There you go.
Oof. Anybody got a toothpick? I got some bacon. It's just not letting go.
Oh, is that me down the runway?
Yep.
Okay.
Your voice got deeper all of a sudden.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim. Oh, that's what the gutting chops does. It manlies you up.
What the hell are they blending in there? It's like the fifth time.
Toddler.
Bang on the door.
Are they running a Jamba Juice? They didn't tell me about it?
Is that the sex couple?
No. I'm literally in my garage, and that is my family blending things.
Okay.
Maybe they just want to know if things will blend.
That's right. I haven't talked about this on Tancast. Like, the last two Mondays in a row, they have celebrated by having sex in the early morning hours quite loudly, my neighbors. Like, I just go into the bathroom and wash my hands. I'm like, do I hear? Yes, I do.
I said it. Bang, 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 you bang.
And then that slows down my whole morning because I got to stand in there, crank one out, and then get on with my day.
Ah, the shit I put up with.
So juicy.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Where is that from? I mean, I know it's from Dave Chappelle.
He was doing a commercial for a quote-unquote commercial for Apple.
No! A deer! A female deer!
And he's talking about how great their computer is. He's like, I think I can multitask. I can listen to my favorite tunes while I jerk off. Then it cuts him going, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, while making the jerk-off motion.
Oh, Chappelle.
I was quoting a whole bit of his to Danelle last night. She thought, oh, the fuck. I was explaining why I yelled fuck carrots for no reason.
Fuck carrots.
Woo, she thought it was funny.
Every time white dudes pass out around each other, they always do some borderline gay shit when the guy's asleep. Frank fell asleep, so we like stuck a carrot in his ass and put shaving cream on his balls. Like, why, motherfucker? Why would you do that to a friend of yours? He trusted you enough to sleep around you. You gonna put a carrot in his ass? Is that nice? I tell you right now, if I put a carrot in a black dude's ass, a nigga will kill you when he wakes up for some shit like that. That is an automatic death sentence on the street. It's a rat for you. I'm gonna kill that motherfucker. I thought y'all was friends, baby. What happened? I fell asleep at his house, right? We was drinking, and I fell asleep at his house, and while I was sleeping, right? I'm just gonna kill that motherfucker, all right? That's all you need to know. And fuck carrots.
Oh, I should watch those again. Those are some funny bits.
I rewatched that the other day. It is a good special. That is Dave Chappelle, For What It's Worth. Yes, For What It's Worth. Recorded in San Francisco.
And Killing Them Softly is also another good one.
Yes.
Was that recorded in the Bay Area as well?
No, that was in D.C.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Talk about Oscar the Grouch. Hey, Oscar, you're a grouch. Like, bitch, I live in a fucking trash can. Nobody's helping me. I'm the poorest motherfucker on Sesame Street. You wonder why your kids grow up and step over homeless people. Get a job, grouch. Get it together, grouch. Are we running into Andy's sign-off time?
Well, that probably wouldn't be a bad idea for me.
All right. Anybody have anything to share before we go? Oh! I do, unless you guys do.
No. Go.
I'm going to do the 30 days of 30 blogs again in September. I always forget to talk about it on the show ahead of time, so people are expecting it. Just in case people just have this in their feed and don't bother checking the website. So I'm going to blog every day in the month of September, but with a twist. This time, it's Shoptember. Every single blog will feature a brand new product on the Tancast Zazzle store. So sometimes the blog will be about the product, like there'll be a joke and the product will be involved in it. Sometimes it'll just be sponsored by whatever, you know, I'll blog about whatever, and there'll be a new product that'll be the sponsor of that day's blog. So we have a sponsor for my blog, but it's us. It's basically to encourage me to put more shit in the Tancast store so people have more options.
Because that's what they're clamoring for. Maybe. I don't know
that they're clamoring for it, but like, if you're not offering anything that people want, they're not going to get anything. So you have much more chance of offering stuff people want if you put more shit in there.
Fair enough.
Like, I just put a new bumper sticker in there.
No!
A deer! A female deer!
That says, go faster, but it's backwards, so you can put it on the front of your car and honk your horn and point down at your bumper when you're driving behind somebody. And also, based on last week's show, I put the official Tancast mascot, the spider that goes, front? And his Mexican cousin who goes, I'm a little dog.
Why do you always reject me?
So you can get those on a shirt right now. Many different. There's only one on there, but you can. I mean, there's only one on the display, but you can change it to, like, I don't know, 87 different styles and colors and shit like that.
Side note: they have a Dancing Groot toy in case you were clamoring for it.
People were as soon as they like on my social media feed was like, I want that. They need to make that into a toy. And then like a week later, Disney was like, we knew. Wait, fucking. You think we built this empire because we didn't know? Yeah, we know. Here it is.
Boom. As soon as they saw that, they're like, toy. You know what? They're like, put that in. Toy.
What should we do with this after credit scene? You should do this, because we're already making a toy out of it. But we haven't filmed it yet. Well, you're going to film it. Film that shit. All right. I Andy'd that joke, and all I right. accept responsibility for it, and now we'll move on.
Are you fucking sorry?
I don't know. I'm fucking sorry, but I'm
okay. Yeah, are
moderately
you, are
apologetic.
You just the tip, sorry?
I'm a little over the underwear under the shirt, sorry.
Nice.
Bra is what I should have said. Over the bra under the shirt. All right.
I just like that it was two hands.
Honk, honk.
One up, one down.
Oh, yeah, that is better. You're doing it like some chicken that gets my dick hard.
This week, I hate wildlife scaring the shit out of me.
Never trust no one to pay attention while recording Tancast.
Truth.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast.
We have good times on this show. Doesn't matter that only 7 people are listening. This is for
Steve,
us.
Steve, Billy, Sarah, Kiki.
How did you pick names of absolutely nobody who's listening to this show?
After I started that show, oh my gosh, I should pick names of people who listen.
All right.
All right, everyone, have a week.
Have it.